Hello everyone, and welcome back to Defend San Bernardino. I'm your host, Ben Reynoso. On this episode, I want to take a little time to get us to realize what acknowledgement means, not only to the individual, but to forgotten places. Some people feel like in their city, the history is abandonment. That everyone wants to look back to the heydays of their city, but they still live in their city today. They don't want to be remembered as shadows. So I'm going to take you somewhere near and dear to my heart. As many of you know, I am from San Bernardino, California. But I have roots that are very strong on the Gulf Coast of Mississippi. And a lot of people don't know that during one of the most catastrophic events in American history, the Gulf Coast of Mississippi was totally overlooked and debatably forgotten. But I have family there. I have roots there. I've organized there, and I know that the people there, they can't possibly be forgotten. This tragedy I'm talking about was Hurricane Katrina. It's been well over a decade now, but it still hits. As I'm sitting here talking to you, thinking about it, it's heavy on my heart. Everyone focused on the major city that was local. And they got extreme damage. Population was far more dense. New Orleans flooded. There's still a lot of question marks around how exactly the levees broke. Pressure is a scientific conclusion, but a realistic one to a lot of people sounds like an explosion, destroying the levees that held the water out in order to flood the city of New Orleans that is a bowl. The wealthiest live on the outside of the bowl, near the top, and the most impoverished and vulnerable, the forgotten, live at the bottom of that bowl. So they suffered immensely. And I don't want to say that they're less than the Gulf Coast of Mississippi. In any way, the Gulf Coast of Mississippi suffered immensely as a result of the waves that came with Hurricane Katrina. The Gulf Coast of Mississippi is the largest man-made beach in the entire world. The ocean still exists beyond, but they kind of carved in. I don't know how far exactly, but they made their own beach, basically, right there in the Gulf Coast of Mississippi. And that water, I have to tell you, when I was living down there, it's flat. Very warm, but flat. Shallow and flat. So for people to say that a 40-foot wave came through there and hit all of those homes like that, a 40-foot wave on that kind of flat water is spectacular. What do you think it did to the homes that were right there on the beach? The homes that my family lived in a little ways down. We're not talking California beaches where if you live on the beach, your home is worth over $1 million. But you're talking mansions that are valued at like $600,000, $700,000. In LA, that'll get you a one bedroom. But that doesn't matter. I'm talking about the people who live right there behind those beachfront houses. The $90,000 homes. The people who have been there forever. The people who feel forgotten every time a city election happens because their vote is never translated. Because they're never reached out to vote. It sounds like San Bernardino to me, but San Bernardino hasn't been hit by a hurricane. My family lost their homes. Thousands of people lost their homes. That wave took their homes clean off the foundation. They flooded too, like New Orleans. But you're talking about homes totally gone on the Gulf Coast of Mississippi. That's something that can never be forgotten. Mississippi doesn't have a strong history across the United States that reflects some kind of sympathy. I acknowledge that. I acknowledge it's easier to forget about states like Mississippi when you live on the coastlines. You just chalk it up to sovereignty. It is what it is. We can't win a battle there. That's not true. You can do anything you put your mind to. Something I have to tell you about this forgotten city, quote unquote, forgotten, is that the resilience that came afterwards, the movement of Defend New Orleans, the movement of people who did not want to leave. People were displaced for a while after Hurricane Katrina. But I think it's safe to say the majority of them came back. Call it foolish, call it what you will. But you're not from there. You have to be there to have felt that. I got to go back to the Gulf Coast of Mississippi right after Hurricane Katrina, a year after. And I saw. There was nothing. All those beautiful homes that were right there. My family that had homes that were pretty close to the beach. Gone. But it wasn't just the coastlines. It went deep. It was a massive storm over the south. There are plenty of cities that I'm not mentioning. But I think that a lot of people need to pay attention to what happened to the Gulf Coast of Mississippi upon the arrival of Hurricane Katrina. And while we're acknowledging things, let's acknowledge how people have taken full advantage of the situation in areas like Mississippi based on public opinion, based on the belief that you can just forget an area. The Gulf Coast of Mississippi has become the largest dumping site for any and everything you can think of that is produced, refined, and crafted in America. You're talking about the east side of Texas all the way to the Florida Panhandle bottom. I'm talking about the underwater rubber tire mountains off the coast of Florida. I'm talking about that new natural gas that everyone's so hype about, fracking. The fracking fluid waste. All that stuff is dumped in the Gulf Coast of Mississippi. Plastic refinery, excess, dumped right there in the water. It's all allowed because we've acted like it's just a forgotten place. Like places are forgettable. So a tropical storm that was rolling over the Gulf of Mexico, that is where the Gulf of Mississippi touches, a Category 1 tropical storm circling around the panhandle hit this unnaturally warmed water. And I don't know if you know the basics of tornadoes, but hot and cold meet, and it starts to really mess things up. A Category 1 tropical storm, heavy rains, turned into a Category 5 hurricane when it circled over the largest dump site in America, the forgotten water shared by the Gulf Coast. We can't act like the South is just the South forever. The South is amazing. The South is beautiful. The people have taught me more about community than the city more than likely ever will. But I also feel an obligation to translate that forgotten beauty. Because here in San Bernardino, we have the same thing. Just because we don't speak to each other every day when we're walking past each other on the street, doesn't mean we don't care about each other. And just because you're not talking about Hurricane Katrina, or you don't know exactly how it hit, specifically in New Orleans, and how it wiped out the Gulf Coast of Mississippi, I'm not going to sit here and say that you don't care about that either. Because I think that you do. I think that at one time or another, we've all felt forgotten. And it either polarizes us to start to care more about ourselves and never allow ourselves to forget about who we are, or sadly, it might have pushed you into a corner where you just accept being forgotten. My friends, I'm here to tell you that's totally unacceptable. No one, no place, no feeling need be forgotten. So if you do nothing else this week, moving forward, I want you to try to remember the things that you may have forgotten. It's not far in our minds. We just have to tap back in. Don't let another place, tragedy, life, feeling, don't let any of it go forgotten. Because once you're forgotten, or believed to have been forgotten, people will capitalize. Don't let a Hurricane Katrina happen to you. So as always, stay light, stay true, and if nothing else, do you. This has been Defend San Bernardino, your host Ben Reynoso.
This song
Take
right
it easy,
here
everybody.
Is dedicated to the President of the United States of America. Yeah, y'all might know him as George Bush, but where I'm from, Lost City of New Orleans, we call him this.
Georgia.
That's right.
Georgia.
Bush.
Georgia.
You know who you are.
Georgia.
Yeah, let's go.
Georgia.
Bush.
Georgia.
Bush.
Georgia.
Ever we call you.
Yikes, the Brazil,
dedicated to the one with the suit. Thick white skin and his eyes bright blue. So-called beef with you know who. Fuck it, he just let him kill all our troops. Look at all the bullshit we been through. Had a nigga sitting on top of their roofs. Hurricane Katrina, we should've called it Hurricane
Georgia.
Bush. Then they telling y'all lies on the news. The white people smiling like everything cool. But I know people that died in that pool. I know people that died in them schools. Now what is the survivor to do? Got no trailer, you gotta move. Now it's on to Texas and to
Georgia.
They tell you what they want, show you what they want you to see, but they don't let you know what's really going on. Make it look like a lot of stealing going on. All them cops is killers in my home. Nigga shot dead in the middle of the street. I ain't no thief, I'm just trying to eat. Man, fuck the police and President
Georgia
Bush. So what happened to the levees? Why wasn't they steady? Why wasn't they able to control this? I know some folk that live by the levee that keep on telling me they heard explosions. Same shit happened back in Hurricane Benson in 1965. I ain't too young to know this. That was President Johnson, but not is
Georgia
Bush. We from a town where
Georgia.
Everybody drowned in. Everybody died, but
Georgia.
Baby, I'm still praying with you. Everybody cried, but
Georgia.
Ain't nobody tried. There's no doubt on my mind it was
Georgia
Bush, we from a town where
Georgia.
Everybody drowned in, everybody died, but
Georgia.
Baby, I'm still praying with you. Everybody crying, but
Georgia.
Ain't nobody trying, there's no doubt on my mind, it was
Georgia.
Nah,
Bush.
I was born in a boot at the bottom of the map. New Orleans, baby, not a White House, Satan trying to wash us away like we not on a map. Wait, have you heard the latest? They saying that you gotta have paper if you're trying to come back. Niggas thinking it's a rap, see, we can't hustle and they trap, we ain't from
Georgia.
Nah, it's them dead bodies, them lost houses, the mayor say don't worry about it. And the children have been scorned, no one's here to care about them. And that shout to all the rappers that helped out. Yeah, we like to thank all of y'all for President
Georgia.
When you see them Confederate flags, you know what it is, a white cracker motherfucker that probably voted for him. And no, he ain't gonna drop no dollars, but he do drop bombs. R.I.P. Tiggas, he died in the storm. Fuck President
Georgia
Bush. See us in your city, man, give us a pound. Cause if a nigga still moving, then he holding it down. I had two jacks, but lost both them bitches. I'm from N.O., the N.O. Yeah. We from a town where
Georgia.
Everybody drowned in, everybody died, but
Georgia.
Baby, I'm still praying with you. Everybody cried, but
Georgia.
Ain't nobody tried. There's no doubt on my mind, it was
Georgia
Bush. We from a town where
Georgia.
Everybody drowned in, everybody died, but
Georgia.
Baby, I'm still praying with you. Everybody crying, but
Georgia.
Ain't nobody trying. There's no doubt on my mind, it was
Georgia
Bush.
Bush, Bush, Bush.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You thought we was done?
Thought we was done?
Nah.
Nah.
Money, 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 get a dollar in a dick. Weezy baby, that crack motherfucker, get a fix. Got money out the ass, no homo, but I'm rich. About the
gangsta grills, the grills.
Money, 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 get a dollar in a dick. Weezy baby, that crack motherfucker, get a fix. Got money out the ass, no homo, but I'm rich. About the
gangsta
grills,
gangsta
grills. Money, 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 get a dollar in a dick. Weezy baby, that crack motherfucker, get a fix. Got money out the ass, no homo, but I'm rich. About to go get surgery and put some diamonds in my wrist. Yes, yep.
I'm a motherfucking trip. I'm a trip to Japan and buy some brand new shit. 900 to a grand, get you 28 grams. If you talk about rich, I'm the interstate man. And the women say, damn, the niggas don't say a damn thing. Boy, I bet that shot, it make you bounce like a bed spring. Walk in a thin line, gotta defend my end. With no pen, I'm sorta like a bomb, boom. Young Tune, yeah, that's what my people call me. 50,000 for the cross, trying to keep the Reaper off me. I drink a lot of syrup, bitches say I'm sleepwalking. Big money for the grill, so I'm never cheap talking. Yeah, keep talking in the flame, leap off the hip and keep sparking. Pap, pap, sleep softly, yeah. Nap, 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 sack, 3-4. It's like fuck another nigga, nigga, just don't be the target. Young New Orleans nigga, nigga, just don't be retarded. We done lost everything, and you looking like a bargain. Purple weed, purple drink, purple heart sergeant. I'm the best rapper in the game, no arguing. And I don't even write pause, I'm pauses, so keep your bitch ass lines inside the margin. LilWayne.com, bitch login. Put a pillow under your knees and keep your jaws in. All in your girl mouth, use it like a toilet. They usually wanna ball in, a young nigga ballin'. Mike Jordan, part of my swaggy, but my father rich as fuck and all my brothers left the family. We said fuck it, bought 2 houses in Miami. I can't wait to do cribs and TV, come on get at me. Any rapper won't get at me, tell your label contact me. Half a 100 for a feature, wanna battle, I beat ya. I'm a beast, I'm a creature, I'm the son of Miss Ethan. My Duke's my Gita, she the reason every woman wanna be the boy diva. Not even, there's a 305 dime, I want it ever since I seen her. Got a topic of this evening, hotter than a tub steaming. Got your girlfriend dreaming of one day being Trina, not a Sim Seema. 10 keys in the Beamer, got a white girl driving, couldn't do it much cleaner. I'm flying in the sky like that motherfucking ribbon. Bitches got my name on them and a nigga still living. Spin a condo in the club, one bottle won't do, 2 bottles won't do, bottles for the whole crew, thanks. And bring me that Patron, I don't play no ice, I like my drink straight, not gay. And bitch, that bank come every day, I'm paid. I wish a nigga come in Vegas sprayed. I stump a nigga out like I got 10 legs. Then they fish a nigga up out the lake in 10 days. Behave, no, ho, I'm on that rage road. Cash money, young money, ho, that money age old. And can a cage hold this animal from Holly Grove. Sorry, mommy, I be stone, I be blow. Got me copy rock star, Weezy, baby, fuck these souls. Gotta pay me now for me to even touch these souls. Price rising for sure in the flow. So either drama is my nigga or that boy got dope. Go figure, that's my nigga, that's my nigga. My nerve, if anybody else wanted 60,000 the first, yeah.